Blog Talk Radio. The cards are reliable. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Brother Drew, we today we got a 22-year-old Mac listening to us, come from the tribes of the Maya.
Oh, okay.
He's listening in. His name in Hebrew is Reuben, and in the ancient is Rabbi'im.
Okay.
And he's just 22 years old. I met him playing poker, and he's interested in his history, which is time for the Olmec people, the young Olmecs, will start listening and talking to us, because that's where the power lies right now, is in the tribes of the Olmec. The Creek and the Algonquin is too much mixed as we speak right now. Only the mutations like me fell away. We can explain, Brother Drew, the first we can't explain. Let's start it off like that. We can't explain the first one who came into existence. But due to the mind evolving to where it is at 2014 through schools of thoughts, and that's what a mind is, a school of thoughts, through it evolving for the history of 250,000 years, we have the history that we can go back. We can explain how everything that's living and dead comes into existence as we speak right now. We can do that. The mind has evolved to that level of thinking. And that took 250,000 years of history of the people that already know about this and how it got twisted around, and that it is written in the east across the great waters. It is written on scrolls in the west where you live in now, the last stronghold of Hayah people in Hayah land. We're very pitiful few of us that know the ways of the ancestors. You are living in Hayah land right now. And right now, all the people came there, so to Hayah land from the east to the west. We have documented 250,000 years of history of the east and the west. Our history was wrote in hieroglyphics and the Wampum Belt. This is where our history is wrote. The Olmec is the first tribe that was visited by the sky people and caused the Aztec to go into believing in a god called Quetzalcoatl and not Hayah. And that's when the stuff got started over here. That is, and the Algonquin nation knew to kill the albino man, caught his road in our Wampum Belt. And in the 9th century, when Leif Erik the Red came over here, the Wampum tribe, they didn't kill him. They let him go back. We can prove that with our history of our ancient ancestors, what they wrote and left in their strolls and hand me down. This history was told to me by my great-great-grandfather. The oldest history in the world that is written down is 250,000 years ago in all the hemispheres. The history of the east, the south, and the north, which is across what we call the great waters, started with ancient Sumer, that's spelled Sumer, of written, recorded history of the Sumer, Anunnakis, and then at both the Adamites were the people, all but the tribes of Judah and Israel believed in gods. The tribes of Israel and Judah did not believe in gods. They was in the ways of Yah. The people who believed in gods was in the ways of the Anunnaki at that time. This is what you have to learn. This history is wrote down. The ways and language of Hayah, how you knew that the people was in there, because all the people spoke the ways and the language of Hayah. School of thought has a language too. What all people of color believed before the Adamites, who came at 4004 BC, hit this planet, which we call Thara, and they renamed the planet the Adamites. And they came in the west. Hayah's only land and his people is right here. Hayah let the gods come to this land in the 9th century. to see if his people would follow the albino man and his 330,000 gods that he brought over here after the 9th century. The land of the Creek Nation, Olmec Nation, and the Algonquin Nation. The first nation to fall from Hayah's belief and believe in the pale-faced god was the Aztec, and then the Algonquin. That's why most of the Algonquin and the Creeks was conquered by the pale face who was written in our history. Now, this is lecture. I wanted to give that little history out so you understand that what mine is and what was taught, that we can definitely use the 12 laws of nature and the highest learning that you can come into, which is your 12th step, your 12th level, your 12th degree, is to understand how the mind works. This actually is the first thing that you should be taught, but is the last thing that we learn. After traveling over 40 or 50 years, we finally found out, Brother Drew, what a school of thought was and what a mind was and how the mind worked. So in order for us to understand how mind works, we'll have to go in what is known in today's society as hermetic geometrical science of the occult. So we are going to go into some very high learning, so I want you to open up your mind and understand what I'm going to say, because we're going to ask ourselves questions. We're going to start with the first law of nature, and we're going to ask ourselves, what is mind consist of? It's the highest form of the first law of nature. All life forms come under 12 laws of nature. Electromagnetic energy can't be seen, but it can be felt. Your mind and breath or ruach falls up under this laws of nature. You can feel one's breath. If you breathe in, you pick up the second law of nature, which is the laws of oxygen. The breath has enough energy to pilot 10747 jets if it's measured on the Richter scale. This is how powerful the mind is, because the mind does not start function till it has breath, the first law of nature, and we'll go through that. What do mind consist of and control? The mind is a school of thoughts. So we see that a mind is a school of thought. We have to ask ourselves a question. Where do your mind come from? And you would understand that your mind comes from a Gentile. If you was educated in America, born in America, made in America, formed in America for America's use, and he done use you up to the standing point that he has some other people coming in that he has used now after 1980. You see the Olmec coming, who got renamed Mexican, Chicano, Latino, Hispanic, Wetbacks by their white conquerors who came over here as a conquistador in the 12th century. If you born before 1995, he started educating you as an African American at 6 years old. If you born after 1955, your education started at 3 years old so that you can serve him better. African Americans, always remember you are a free man in America. This is what the Constitution of the United States government say. This is what the American people, the true American, the white one, not the black one, but the white America and the government think about the people that is called African American. You are a free man. The only people in the world that has this title in all the nations in the world, civilized, the four uncivilized nations of people that live in New Guinea. You're the only one bear this title, and that's an African American. Now, in 1864, before they put you up under this, where they put you up under the black codes when they was making freedmen out of you in Russia, the serfs had rose up and whooped the czar's ass and became free men. And you African Americans ain't never did that. And then when he freed you off the plantation, he told you that the only way you could be a free man is you had to be a Christian name and take his name and last name, and that if you ever would be back on the plantation, the only way he put you back in slavery is incarcerate you. So you can see that you damn near in slavery, all of you, your young generation, starting with your child-producing age of people as we speak right now. And he working on the old Meg people right along with the niggas and calling both of you niggas and killing you. You got all of your people in jail. So you can see that the mind and the school of thoughts were told to you in your religious book not to go in the ways of Magog, Gog, and Tubal. What all you African Americans believe in. You say you believe in that Bible, well, didn't it tell you not to go in that way? So let's see what mine is. So we're going to study what is the first law of nature. All things in the material world are the results of motion. The molecule is the unit of the element. The element cannot be divided without the dilution of the molecule. Physical changes consist in the division of any substance in a group of matter into its constant molecule. Chemical changes consist in the division of the molecule and the component atoms. Somebody named it ADAM. We're talking metaphysics now, and we breaking your Bible down with this atom story. The atom, there are four kinds of atom. All the others are mere molecules. The four elements is earth, air, fire, and water. That's the ancient term. In the modern day term, that would be carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and hydrogen. These are the bases from which the so-called elements of chemistry was formed. The molecule is simply a structure formed to the combustion of the four atoms. Now we're learning what an atom is, ultimate atom. There are three ultimate atoms. The ultimate physical atom, which is the unit of ether, that's breath, the Ultimate Bauer Oxford album, which is the unit of life force, and the Mental album, which is the unit of mind. These three are the basis of the three primaries which all things are formed. But the three primates themselves are structured from the one primate, cosmic energy, the unit, which is the ultimate atom. All forms of energy are in a continuous state of vibration. Why is that? The Earth is traveling 1,000, but remember this is a planet, and we are going round and round and round at 1,000. The cosmic energy, which is the ultimate hour, is vibrating into a certain rhythm. This rhythm holds the energy of the atom together. The atom, by reason of this rhythm, assumes a certain form, a definite geometrical figure. It is also expressed itself as a definite color and produce a definite sound, that speech. Color is melon, by reason of this rhythmic vibration. See, all of this goes into semen and sperm when it's become creative. We are reading how semen and sperm creates the being. When the rate of vibration has fallen below a certain point, the rhythm of mind is reached. That is to say that the ultimate atom begins to vibrate in accordance with the rhythm of a mental plane. When this takes place, the various atoms which are vibrating to this rhythm are by the reason of rhythm attracts and held together by cohesion. The rhythm of mind governs and controls this ultimate mental atom. The atom different in accordance with the difference of rhythms and notes which govern the vibration of the mental plane. This is this atom, that's semen and sperm. When the vibration and rhythm descends below the level of the mental plane, the highest vibration is of a scale lower than the lowest vibration, which causes the ultimate vowel or astral atom. This atom vibrates now in accordance with the rhythm of life, being held together by this note, assumes a form in accordance with its quality and rate of vibration. It also produces a color corresponding to it. By a high rate of vibration, and means a rapid, intense vibration, becomes a short wavelength vibrated by a low rate of vibration. And when this happens, Brother Drew, then the baby turns into a fetus and life form start vibrating from this atom. This is mind. You can't see mind. It's electromagnetic energy. Now, mind is an atom. Earth, air, fire, and water produces carbon, nitride, oxygen, hydrogen. There are 86 different tones. The laws of optics. Are you there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, we just it's just letting me know in about 10 seconds we'll be at half 15 minutes. It's just moving a countdown.
Oh, okay. We got how many more seconds? Minutes?
15 minutes. 15 minutes still. So,
okay, okay. All right. There are 86 different tones. The laws of opposite is based upon 10 different opposites. Right and left, even and odd, hot and cold, hard and soft, light and darkness, male and female, good and evil, stationary and movable, square and oblong square, wet and dry. With these 10 parables, it contains the entire law of opposite and all of its various molecules. Everything in the material world is merely the result of the combination of these two principles. The rhythm of life governs all force of mental life that's high. The mind, we hear this all the time, is a thing that you should waste. But a mind is a school of thought, so you can't waste the mind. And the mind, according to what school of thoughts you go in, has to be fed. And so when you feed the mind the wrong food, and we can go into the book of Leviticus and go to the 11th chapter of Leviticus of what is wrote down by the people that believe in the ways of Yah in your language so you can understand it. At the 11th chapter of Leviticus, it tells you about the law of the beast, which was forbidden food. And to me, when I read this, the most important verse in there was telling you, was in this last verse, it was telling you not to break the law of the beast. It says, "For I am the Lord that brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be the God that shall therefore behold. This is the law of the beast and the fowls and every living creature that moves in the waters and of a creep that creep upon the earth to make a difference between the unclean and the clean and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. You fall up under the laws of the beast." Now, this is what Hayah wrote in the West, which is still a fact as we speak today, because the breaking of Hayah, the fall of Hayah people in the East was the fall of eating forbidden food, which the Anunnakis, the Adamites do. Now, more people over here now, all the people over here now, are Adamites that done come over here to Hayah land with all of their bullshit. And you had to understand how the mind worked. And this mind has certain food that you had to feed the mind clean food. So if the mind is fed clean food, then your mind would be clean. When you eat unclean food, your mind take on certain different characters that the Jews said was the 200 different spirits of the Anunnakis that came down here, the Elohims, the gods that came down and conquered Magog, Gog, and Tubal when they were black and lived in the Caucasus Mountain. And their history started 50,000 years ago with the Neanderthal. And we can trace their history all the way up through the Birdman religion. So they the Birdman, the great eagle, the prey. They bray down on you out of the air. They say they the birds of prey. And as you notice, they have preyed on every black nation of people coming high out the air, the great eagle. In the olden days, they came with their arrows. In the days, modern days, they come with bombs out of a plane. And so in the Quran, it is already prophesied about that. But when the mind of a Canaanite, of a white man, due to the fact that he has taught you to love him, see, you had to understand that the first word that you had to learn is the Shema when you were dealing with Yah, And the Shema tells you to love Yah with all your mind, meaning that you have to love the teaching of Yah with all your mind to be safe. And it started with a dietary law. And the only way that you could maintain that mind and that school of thought is that you had to eat correct diet. The mind of the white daddies, when it falls in the trap of love, this is the number one problem. But this is the number one thing they teach you in churches. Love your enemy as you love yourself. Pray for those disciples will misuse you. Love, love, love. Everything you see is love. But when the mind starts going short-circuit into a sentiment, and it becomes sentimental, and you become a sentimental, and then you become a sentence, S-E-N-T-I-E-N-T, is the lowest form of these three mind conditions. It equals only one thing. Love, when the mind equals to love, it has a problem. And that love will equal to music, and that music will equal to drugs and alcohol, and that will equal to a school of thoughts through that mindset. When it goes into that condition, will equal to a problem. Love equal to the number one problem. Everything that has ever made you a sentimentalist, starting with the love of it, you love it first. And when this problem set in, the number one thing you seek, especially if it's in a relationship, is music. That takes the mind on a flight to becoming a center. When this happens, in a split second, when you love him with all your mind, you, who else can you have in mind for other than him, because all means complete, not anyone else when you're dealing with Yah. So when this, at a split second, your mind go into this sentimental when you're listening to music. How I know? Because I'm a musician. And I wrote a song, since we so shall, Drew, I've been singing. I had told Brother Ashley I've been to sing for the Black Cloud. And yesterday I sung, the Black Cloud came, sky was clear. And this morning I got up and went out and sung, and I come up with a song that I kind of like. It sounds like this, Brother Joe. It said, this land, Yah gave this land to me. There are some strange people coming from strange lands, bringing their gods and minds to Yah's land at this time. Yah's land, Yah's land, Kabul, Oreg, Yapya, Shematikaya, Shematikaya, Shematikaya. You remember when I used to sing that, Brother Drew?
Yeah, bring in them clouds, Shakawa near ya. Yeah.
Shakawa, Shakawa, Shakawa Kaya. See, you're dealing with a man that don't, you're dealing with a voice and a mind that don't love nobody but Haya. See, when the mind is capable of seeing Yah, if you obey his laws and love only him. The mind was supposed to desire his promise. If your mind loved him and him alone, then you could see him. And you have to understand when the white daddy wrote in his book that you're created in the image of Hayah, well, that means Yah created a mind. The materialistic part is your body. The number one thing Yah is interested is a mind that will follow his laws, obeying the dietary laws. That's the first thing. That's what completes the mind. If you eat right, then you think right. But Yah has got to kill out this generation of people that don't think right, because that's the only thing I can do is sing that song for Yah to come kill him. And so when I sang the song, I know what I'm singing, because, see, it was sung a long time ago. This ain't the first time this song been sung. And this song been wrote down a long time ago, Brother Drew. And some old people, see, when you go trace the history of Yah, Yah the Slum God, everybody talked to Yah with a high voice. They sang to him, telling what the problem was, but they had to love only Yah. That's where you get your power from, and sang to him in his language. And Yah come in the black clouds. He's known as the storm god. When his servant asked him to come with the tornadoes to come through Dallas, Texas, and pop some of these mega churches, then you understand. You understand. Now, when Noah asked, it took Noah, Yah, 120 years it took Noah. Yah to come to Noah after Noah telling him, oh, these people down here, it looked like Sodom and Gomorrah, what it looked like right now. 120, we know the story, Brother Drew. Come kill all them damn Adamites, all but Noah's family. And then that Anunnaki seed came with his son Japheth, we know that. Now the Anunnaki seed came in that, because the mind of the Anunnaki is a Germanic race of people, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, exactly who Ashkenaz, who they call the Jew, wrote in a book called the Bible, the Torah, the Tanakh, and the Quran about his brother, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, who would come to the West and bring 330,000 gods with him to Hayah land for judgment. And it's that time. I'm just a messenger. That's all I am. The old man called me a brujo. Ephi called me, the African called me a voodoo man and a hoodoo man. But Moses was a hoodoo man, and Moses would always ask you, who do you believe in? That's why he was known as hoodoo, that he practiced hoodoo. Because he would ask you, who do you believe in? He wrote 12 books, and he said he believed in Yah, and he believed in Yah, who he believed in, was more powerful than him, and it proves the fact that what he believed in, that's how he got to be known as hoodoo. So I practice hoodoo and voodoo, Brother Drew. See, the white boys, that's mystified to them and their black children. You know, when you... they tell you don't teach certain knowledge and learn something, just like this on what a mind is and how do a mind work. You got to know that the number one problem right now with your children's mind is because they have psychologically betrayed you. It was no children psychologist in 1964 until they had genocided you. Down to where you are now, they don't graduate the child psychology fast enough. You have to know that Magog, Gog, and Tubal, your white daddy, then genocide down there every race of people that he ever come in contact with. He fed them that his religion and his way of life was the correct way. He's all over across the waters trying to prove to the people, to the Muslims, that his way of life is the best way. That's the reason this guy done kidnapped those children.